This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 10 Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel with sunny skies dominating the forecast. In Jerusalem, expect clear weather, while Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant breeze. Haifa should see similar conditions, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in. Palestinian analysts claim Hamas's waiting game buys the group time as Israel rejects Gaza plan. Hamas was hoping for Israeli rejection to delay disarmament, one source claims. Also from Mariv, 3 hours ago, Israel reduces targeted strikes in Gaza. Hamas uses the opportunity to strengthen its position, also this hour. According to JNS, Netanyahu's congressional call for a NATO-style alliance against Iran shifts focus to a new Sunni state alliance. Separately, the Times of Israel reports 3 hours ago, as the prime minister rejects the Gaza deal, Israel begins quiet reconstruction efforts. And finally, from Ynet, in the past hour, a strong earthquake in Colombia causes major destruction. At least 20 buildings collapse, with injuries reported. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, identified as a senior Iranian advisor, posted just minutes ago, warning of potential regional military movements against Iran. Balaz News reported moments ago that a 7.4 magnitude earthquake in Colombia has caused major damage, killing at least 22 people. I24 News English shared news earlier today about the tragic aftermath in Pereira, Colombia, following the deadly earthquake, with 18 confirmed dead. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post, Palestinian sources reveal that Hamas intended for Israel to reject the Gaza plan to delay any disarmament. This tactic is believed to buy Hamas more time to consolidate power and strengthen its military capabilities. The rejection also complicates diplomatic efforts for peace in the region. Turning to Mariv's report, the IDF has noted a troubling strengthening of Hamas in the Gaza Strip. This follows a political decision to reduce targeted strikes. The reduction may leave room for Hamas to regroup, posing a potential security challenge for Israel in the near future. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Netanyahu's shift from a NATO-style plan to a Sunni state alliance. This new strategy involves cooperation with countries like Turkey and Saudi Arabia. The complex dynamics require Israel to navigate these relationships carefully, balancing security interests with diplomatic ties. From the Times of Israel, Israel has begun reconstruction efforts in Gaza despite rejecting the peace deal. These efforts signal an attempt to stabilize the region while maintaining security measures. The move could alter the landscape for future negotiations. Finally, Ynet details the aftermath of the strong earthquake in Colombia. The quake impacted multiple countries and caused significant structural damage. Rescue teams are currently searching for survivors, and the region faces a long recovery process. On the economic front, first, from Matter of Business, Serbia plans to open a drone factory in September in collaboration with Israel. This move reflects a global trend towards localized defense production, highlighting Israel's technological prowess and economic opportunity. Separately, Kitek reports that Israeli startup Korma has raised $60 million for AI designed to combat AI-powered cyberattacks. This investment underscores the growing demand for advanced cybersecurity solutions in the digital age. And finally, Israel Hayom Business explores the correlation between political inclination and income. Researchers continue to examine whether right-wingers or left-wingers earn more, a topic of interest worldwide. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.